Herenthes, isn't our worship team doing an awesome job this week?
Yeah!
Can you give them a big thanks? Big hand? You guys are awesome. Thanks so much. Well, this morning we talked about God, or Jesus. We can go to Jesus for help, right? And earlier this week, the first day, first full day, we talked about how we can go to Jesus for relationship. And then yesterday we talked about how we can go to Jesus to learn. And then today we go to Jesus for help. And this morning we learned about a story about a man who was carried up onto a roof and his friends dug a hole through the roof and lowered him down in front of Jesus. And there were several things that were just like mind-blowing. One, that he had friends that were willing to do that for him. Two, like Jesus could kind of read minds and the hearts of the people in the room. And that's pretty crazy. And then Jesus, instead of healing at first, says, your sins are forgiven. And it wasn't until later that he heals him, showing us that God and Jesus is more concerned about our hearts than about our physical bodies. Well, not only can we go to God or to Jesus to get healing, both physically and within our hearts, but we can go to Jesus when we're being tempted. Who can help me out with a definition of temptation? Yeah.
Lottery tickets.
Lottery tickets? So how is that, what does that have to do with temptation? So you're like, you're tempted to buy the lottery tickets because you hope to get the money. Is that right? Okay. What's another example of temptation? Thomas. Say it really loud.
Often teenagers and drugs and smoking.
Yeah, drugs, smoking, that type of stuff. Okay.
When your mom asks you to clean your room, but you really want to just play on your computer or something.
Yeah. So we're often tempted to simply just not listen to what we've been asked to do. What's another example of being tempted? Yeah.
Swearing.
Pardon?
Swearing.
Swearing. Anything else? Oh, you got another one for us?
Fitting in with the cool crowd.
Fitting in with the cool crowd. Yeah. Sometimes we make sacrifices on what we think is right in order to do that. Temptation is when we feel a need to do something wrong, to gain something, or to not do something that is right in order to gain something. Who's been tempted? You know, one of the things I find with temptation is that it's really hard. Like, I don't mean like eat all of your food hard. I mean like really, really hard. Why do you think temptation is so hard? Any ideas? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other ideas? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's our natural instinct to like want something that we shouldn't want or do something that we shouldn't do or say something we shouldn't say. I think also there is an deep desire for us to belong. And almost all of the temptations that we have, we are looking to either belong or, more specifically, we are afraid of something, usually being on the outside looking in. But temptation always has to do with a fear. Sometimes it's a fear of not fitting in. Sometimes it's a fear of pain. Sometimes it's a fear of being found out. So have you ever noticed when you do something wrong, almost immediately you have to try to hide it? Or even worse, you have to lie about it in order to not be found out? Yeah? So all of a sudden the one thing that you've done that's wrong kind of blows up. And now it's two things, because not only did you do something wrong, but you lied about it. And you're trying to cover it up. And it kind of gets bigger and bigger. Temptation always has to do with something that we're afraid of, that we don't want happening or being present within our lives. So if I'm tempted to do some drugs, what's my fear behind that, you think? What could be one of my fears behind that?
You could get in trouble.
Yeah, that might be a fear. But my fear, what else might my fear be?
Not fitting in.
Yeah. So I might be tempted to do drugs because I want to fit in with a certain group of people. Now, when I say it like that, it sounds kind of like silly, doesn't it? We all know that's the wrong thing to do. But when we're in the situation, sometimes we find ourselves in a much more difficult circumstance, don't we? Especially if those people are close to us. Whether it be a sibling, a cousin, or a close friend, right? What if I were to be tempted to bully somebody? What might my fear be surrounding that? Yeah.
Being caught and getting in trouble.
Yeah, I might be afraid of being caught and getting in trouble, but there's a fear that is causing me to maybe be a bully. Any ideas? Not the same as what could happen if I'm caught, but what's happening? What's my fear behind it? It's causing me to do that.
Maybe you're like hurting the person you're bullying and it could cause them to do things.
Okay. One of the reasons why bullies, one of the things that bullies are afraid of is they're afraid of being seen as weak. And they are so hurting inside that they feel weak. And so if they bully somebody else, they'll be seen as maybe tougher than they really are. Have you ever been afraid of being seen as weak? Yeah, I have. And it's tempting to try to act as though we're tougher and bigger and stronger than we actually are. Like the names don't bother us. Right? Or like the things that people might say don't hurt us. But you know what? We're all human. And so temptation can come in many forms, can't it? Not only doing what is wrong, but sometimes not doing what is right. Have you ever had an opportunity to do something that was particularly kind, and you're like, oh, that would be nice, but you were like, but I think I'll go do this instead? Can I tell you an example from my life? I had an opportunity, and my wife was Tara, and maybe some of you have met my wife Tara. She's a beautiful woman. And one of the things that I was tempted, she was saying, you know, John, I would really like it if maybe we could go out sometime and have just like a family time. Just our family. And I'm like, hey, that sounds great. It's really good. And you know what I was tempted to do? I was tempted to be like, oh, but I've got some things going coming up. I'm really busy with such and such. And I, you know, it'd be really helpful for me if I could just get those things done before we go out and spend time as a family. Now, that's a kind of an odd temptation, isn't it? My temptation didn't look so bad, did it? But when my priorities in my life, my first priority is God, my second priority, my second most important thing or person is my wife. And so when anything comes before God or my wife, bit of a temptation for me. And it's a bit of an issue. Fortunately, that time I came to my senses and I said, what am I thinking? I love spending time with my wife and my family. I'm going to do that. And I didn't act on my temptations to do something that was not necessarily wrong in and of itself, but wrong if it was put ahead of my wife and my family. When we are tempted, we are often wanting to put something ahead of what is most important. What's most important in your life?
Me?
Yeah.
What's most important at the moment would probably being with my family a lot.
Cool.
And school.
Okay. I think that's a really good thing. I think, just knowing you, that the most important thing in many of your lives, maybe all of you, if I were to ask you, is God most important in your life? What would you say? Sometimes? All the time? We know the right answer, but sometimes other things take God's place. And it's usually because we're afraid that something will be seen as something that we don't want to be seen as, like wimpy, or not beautiful, or not fitting in, or whatever it might be. Let me read you a verse. This is a really, really important verse. Before I get there, you can look it up. This is Hebrews chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse 18. But before I read it, did you know Jesus was 100% man, human being, and 100% God? You're saying to me, like, hey, that doesn't make sense. That's 200%. But it's true. God was fully human. Jesus was fully human. He was flesh and bone. And because he was God as well, he could choose to be human and take human form, which he did. And so because he was human, he had all the emotions, all the thoughts, all the temptations, all the things that were going through your life today, he has experienced himself. He went through puberty. He went through being bullied. He went through being on the outside looking in. He was tempted to be cool. He was tempted to do things that he should not do. Tempted to do things that he, not do things that he ought to do. Jesus was tempted. And that's something that we don't often think of, because we think of Jesus as God. And how can God be tempted? But because he was fully human, he experienced all those things. And one of the things that I find in my life when I'm tempted is it's really hard. There's a bit of suffering that goes on when I'm tempted, right? It's like, oh, I just want it so bad. I just want to. And I just feel this in turmoil inside of me. My emotions get all confused. My brain gets all jumbled. And I just, it's really hard. Has anybody been there? Yeah. Let me read this verse for you. This is a really cool verse. And it's talking about Jesus. Because he himself, that's Jesus, suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Now, how can Jesus help us when we are tempted? Any ideas? This is a hard one, isn't it? You got an idea, Xander?
Grace, so like I'm not tempted anymore, and I do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah? Timmy? Okay. So he's given us the Bible to know right from wrong. That's great. But I'm still tempted even though I know right and wrong. Maybe that is why I'm tempted. How does Jesus help us when we are tempted? You got an idea?
He sent us the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So the Holy Spirit lives within us, those of us who are Christians, those of us who have decided to follow Jesus. And so when we ask the Holy Spirit to help us, he will help us. He will distract us, put our thoughts onto different things. He will help us with our emotions. Holy Spirit is our helper. Any other thoughts?
He'll forgive our sins.
Yeah, he'll forgive our sins, for sure. How does Jesus help us with our temptation? I think the biggest thing that Jesus helps us is that he was walking beside us in the midst of our temptation. Jesus is always present. And when I become aware of Jesus' presence, it becomes a whole lot easier for me to choose the right thing. It's a little bit like if I'm hanging out with my brother or my parents or other people that I admire. If I know something's wrong, and I've got somebody beside me, it's not nearly as tempting to do that, is it? So how can we remember that God is always present? How can we start to change the way we think? How could we start to remember? One of the ways that we can do that. So you guys have been making these bracelets, haven't you?
Yes.
They're pretty cool. I've seen some really neat designs. Look how many Noah's got on his hand. Put your hand up, Noah. Wow. I mean, so many. Shh. Okay. So what if you were to like make one or choose one that whenever you look down, you're like, oh, God's with me. I remember now, God is with me. And every time you look down at it, you made the habit of saying, thank you, Lord, for being with me. Just in your mind, thank you, Lord, for being with me. If you got a bracelet, why don't you pick one right now and just say, that's going to be my Holy Spirit bracelet that reminds me that God is with me always. Just pick one right now, okay? Maybe you don't have a bracelet. Okay? So one of the things that I do that helps me is every time I put my shoes on, I say something like this to the effect of this. Because I don't have any bracelets. I say, hey, thanks God for being with me. Off I go. Every time I put my shoes on. Thanks God for being with me. And I don't say it out loud. be fine if I did. But that helps me remember that God is always with me. What's something else that you do like all the time, regularly?
Eat.
So we could pray. We pray right before we eat, right? What else is something that we do all the time?
Breathe.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Okay, maybe that's overdoing it. What else? Oh, a watch is perfect. You know what I had a friend do? He set his alarm on his watch to go every hour. Every hour, it'd go bing, 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 bing. And every time he heard it, he would be like, thanks, God, for being with me. That's a great idea. What else? What else do you have that you do all the time or that you have always on you?
When you brush your teeth.
We had that example already this week. That's awesome. What else do we do?
When you're with people that you love, you can thank God for
them. Every time you're with people that you love, you can thank God for them. And every time you're with people you don't love, you can thank God for them. What else?
Whenever you go into any building.
Whenever you walk into any new building or any building, period, you'd be like, whoop, thank you, God, for being with me. What else?
Walk.
Every time you start, okay, thanks for being with me, God. Let's carry on. And just this conscious reminder that you are with God every time you go for a walk, every time you're going somewhere, you're taking the next step. What else?
Every time you walk.
Every time you walk? That's an awesome one. One more.
Every time you watch TV.
Every time you watch TV. Or play a video game. Or pick up your phone. You know on my phone screen, before I got this new phone that I have, I had on my phone screen, pray for my kids. Every time I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, right. God, be with my kids. Help them today. Amen. Okay? Okay, last, there's two more. Okay, this is the last two. This is super awesome.
When you get dressed.
When you get dressed. You're like putting on your shirt, and you got like somehow you got your armhole trying to go over your head, and you're like, oh, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Right? We can ask God for help.
Every time we go to sleep.
You guys have such great ideas. And you could pick one, two, three, or a few of these things to help you remind you of God's presence and to call out to God every day when you need help, particularly when you're being tempted. Because you know what? Temptation doesn't get easier when you get older. Did you hear me? I'm old. It's not any easier for me. It's still really, really, really hard. Sorry for the bad news. But you know what's easier for me? I've learned to walk and live in God's presence. And when I've learned to do that, it becomes easier and easier to call on God for help. And I wish I was your age when somebody told me this, and I could have learned it as young as you are learning it right now, because that would have saved me so much pain and so much trouble. Okay? So, turn to your friend. Tell them two ways that you're going to remind yourself of God's presence, okay? Look at me. Finish what you're going to say. Okay. Hear this verse again. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18. Because Jesus suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help you when you are being tempted. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask, Lord, that you will be our helper, that you will help us when we need your help, specifically when we're being tempted. God, it is not easy to be a human being in this world. It's hard to do what's right. It's hard to please you with our actions, our thoughts, our motives. Help us when we are tempted to call out to you and to be reminded of your presence walking with us. In your name I pray. Amen.